This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, 6 past the hour. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Your calls, questions, comments, always welcome here on What's on Your Mind. For our guests, or just to sound off, thanks to Jeremy in New Salem for calling in about that benefit for the 40-year fire chief for the Volunteer Fire Department in New Salem, whose fire burned down. Now, barn burned down, rather. Isn't that some kind of strange irony?
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And tough deal there, no doubt about it. So, anyway, we love our listeners, love our callers on all the topics. I really enjoyed the conversation with Deacon Harold, too. It's just piss perfect for the times in which we live. Somebody's saying, tell me one more time where I can hear him tonight. I will do that. If you grab a pen, I'll tell you in just a moment here, okay? We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Prepare to get hungry, ladies and gentlemen. That home cooking today includes chicken pot pie. And it's really good chicken pot pie. It's like this incredible secret recipe. And then, of course, they pour the goods over a hot biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just this fresh, flaky biscuit. It's just, it can't even begin to tell you. That's in Valley City, I-94, exit 292. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish in Harwood today. You aren't a kid. Newly expanded PetroServe USA up there. Off I-29, Meatloaf for Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Sloppy Joe's, 12th Avenue, 929, Tater Tot Hot Dish at NP Avenue, downtown Fargo today, Glendon has Swedish meatballs as well, tacos in Yulin today, it's home cooking, it's grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. You ready for the address now? The Dynamic Deacon, Harold Burke Sivers, author and internationally acclaimed speaker tonight on the woke culture and racism, and the difference between racism and prejudice, and the response to all that. Don't go silent. Don't cower into the corner. Take this on dead on. Is 5202 25th Street, South Fargo, 7 p.m. tonight. Really looking forward to this. I'll be there. Hope you'll join, too. It's free and cost you a thing. Just come and have your bucket filled tonight. And this is a good way to channel your frustration with the things that we face today. Okay? It really is. All right. So Dr. Michael Rechtenwald is here next. And then bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with the former chief of staff of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to talk about Joe Biden's State of the Union address tonight and the energy aspect of his policies, the surge in gas prices. Will he respond to that tonight? Will he do something about that? We'll find out. So we'll look forward to that conversation tonight. Our next guest is Chief Academic Officer for American Scholars. He spoke recently at Hillsdale College for one of their series on the topic of what is the Great Reset. And one of our listeners said, please, please have Michael Rechtenwald on your program today or any day to talk a little bit about this. So I'm glad we got that advice from the listener and decided to schedule Mr. Rechtenwald. Michael, how are you? Guys, I'm not hearing Michael. Kevin? Michael, are you there?
Yes.
I can hear you now. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful. What is the Great Reset?
Well, it's a massive economic, social, technological, personal change, a massive reset of all areas of life, really. And it basically begins with the economic. I mean, it is being foisted on us by the World Economic Forum, headed by Klaus Schwab. And, you know, what they mean to do is reset the economy so that basically, our consumption, especially of oil, but also of meats and other things, are vastly reduced, if not utterly eliminated. And, it is, operating on the basis of a, environmental, social, and governance index, which is already in place, in the stock markets, and it's a means by which they're driving capital investments to these sustainability abiding corporations and away from other companies. So I say that it's a means for the corporate monopolies to further monopolize the markets and drive out competitors. That's one thing that it does. It also, as I said, reduces our incomes, our standard of living, our consumption, and so on. And it institutes what's called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is all the technology part of this, which includes basically digital IDs. Probably each one of us will have an environmental, social, and governance score, which will be tabulated and connected to our digital IDs. It has the potential to track and trace every movement that we make using these digital IDs. And so the Great Reset is this vast technological, economic, social, political resetting of our world system.
It sounds like a conspiracy theory.
And, of course it does.
Yeah, right. And that probably benefits the people that are seeking this level of change, right?
Yes. I mean, it's being called that, of course, by the mainstream legacy media. They're calling it a conspiracy theory. But then at the same time, after the New York Times ran an op-ed saying it was a conspiracy theory, Time Magazine did a huge expose on the Great Reset, basically advocating it. So it's on the one hand, they're suggesting it's a conspiracy while actually enacting it and, avowing this very project directly. I mean, this is all very easily found on the World Economic Forum website or in Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. So it's not like this is something that we're making up. They're actually planning it and enacting it as we speak.
What is, first of all, it sounds very un-American, right? Just by every tenet of this that you described is anti-American. I don't doubt somebody says this is what we're going to do, folks, and here's how we do it brick by brick, and whether COVID was a trial run or whatever. But can it ultimately succeed in America, Michael?
It can't succeed in the long term, mostly because what it does, it is erodes what we call the middle class, basically diminishing them to more or less subjects or serfs who will, quote unquote, own nothing and be happy. This is from the World Economic Forum's website itself. But you can't have a thriving economy when you destroy the consumer base for that economy. After all, our world capitalist system has been built up on the basis of consumption. And when you get rid of or drastically reduce that consumption, you just have a top-heavy system that is not being, that is not going to have the consumer base to support it. So they haven't thought through things, or else they just don't understand economics. And you're right, it's anti-American because it's anti-free market and it's anti-individual rights, which they see as pesky impediments to establishing the Great Reset, and which makes the United States one of the main final impediments to actually implementing it.
Yeah, it seems to me that this is the kind of thing that you need to understand is the desire of evil people, and it really comes down to control, doesn't it? They want to control us, and you know there are examples where they have tried this and where they have succeeded. I think COVID is a prime example. Don't you think people who sat in a room and said, let's see what happens here? And I would dare say that the United States of America failed on that front. Early on, maybe early on, you don't know. You're cautious. You stand back. But we're 2 years in now. We know everything there is to know. And there's still people that are under some kind of a hex. I mean, this worries me a little bit because the controlled trial worked, didn't it, Michael?
Yes, it did. And it really accelerated this reset agenda because, as you know, it destroyed millions of small businesses. Now, new ones are cropping up. That's true. But it really was destruction of many, many small businesses that 'll never reopen. Yelp data suggests that 60% of those that's closed are closed for good. So it really did accelerate that, especially with also the lack of mobility, the control over our activities, the masking and social distancing. All these things really are part and parcel of a great reset, because once you kind of isolate individuals from each other through social distancing and lockdowns and masking and so on and so forth, you are a long way towards controlling people entirely. And so that seems to be the agenda. And total control is indeed the object, but the control is so that they can enjoy, without our interference, what they so celebrate as their own privilege.
So there is hope in this, and that ultimately it can't succeed in the United States of America, but it doesn't mean they'll not do some significant damage in the meantime. So what do we do about it is where we're going to go next with Dr. Michael Reckenwald, who is the Chief Academic Officer of American Scholars, explaining the Great Reset. And we're getting snippets of a great talk at the Hillsdale College, and reprinted in Primus recently. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner. Take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment by attending a free educational presentation featuring one of the nation's top experts, Dr. Scott Scher, an integrative HPOT physician. Saturday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Save that date, Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., and you'll find out about the all-new Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, which is now open and taking patients. There is relief from chronic fatigue. Hear about the breakthrough treatment for brain injury and concussions. And patients have had great success in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center. Get the facts. Learn from the experts. This is a free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic and the Swanson Foundation. Find out more information now at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. And we'll see you March 5th. 3 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Friends at the University of Mary, give yourself a gift. Think of this. This is a life-changing gift that can work for you, for your loved ones. It's the gift of education. And it is so flexible. It is so affordable when it is from the University of Mary. You can complete a bachelor's degree. You can earn a graduate degree. You can tailor your skills with a certificate. You earn your degree through Mary on your schedule, on your location of choice. Find out more about all this at online.umary.edu. When you're ready to apply, use the promo code SCOTT. That waives your application fee as well. Online.umary.edu. 21, past the hour on What's on Your Mind, chatting with Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, Chief Academic Officer for American Scholars, who spoke recently at Hillsdale College during a Center for Constructive Alternatives conference on the Great Reset. So before the break, we were talking about a little bit of hope here, how this ultimately will not succeed, we believe, in the university in the United States of America, Mr. Rechtenwald, but it will unchecked do a lot of damage to the economy and everything else. So what can our audience do to engage on this issue? What can we do to expose this and take it on head on?
Well, yes, as I mentioned earlier, this is largely being conducted through corporate investments. So using the Environmental, Social, and Governance Score, the ESG index, these corporations, particularly BlackRock, Inc. and State Street and Vanguard Group, they're directing all of these investments toward these ESG-abiding companies. So what you can do is to, if you have investments at all, is to direct them away from these ESG companies and direct them towards non-abiding ESG companies. And there are several of them out there. In fact, there are funds, mutual funds, that are bundled in terms of non-ESG abiding companies. One is called BAD, B-A-D. It happens to be investments in alcohol, gambling, and pharmaceuticals, so you may want to stay away from that one. Another one's MAGA, frankly, and that's another MAGA, and that's another bundle of non-ESG abiding companies. There's a couple others. I could mention them, but you know, basically, all you have to do is search online for non-ESG or anti-ESG companies and invest in them. Secondly, we need to construct the free market on our own. We have to keep the free market alive if a vestige of the free market has to survive. And by that, so we need to build these parallel structures where we are actually keeping free market enterprise alive by engaging it in ourselves with other people, like in a network of free enterprise. So support those entrepreneurs that are out there and become entrepreneurial yourself if possible. Because one of the things that's going to happen is there's going to be more cancellations of individuals and companies by the oligarchs, frankly. So we need to bypass them and keep our own free market exchanges alive. So on that score, effectively find and network with other entrepreneurial minded people and do free enterprise yourself.
One example that I would give from that great advice you've just given us is Amazon. Amazon is now coming to rural America with these massive distribution centers. And, you know, I'm no financial genius, but when I see the amount of trucks, the amount of employees, the amount of cement, I say there's no way this pencils out. There's no way. They have a distribution center that is, you know, I forget, like 50 football fields big in Fargo, North Dakota, okay? So you take Fargo, you know, and just draw a circle around western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, and say, how do they get the return on that investment? They don't. But I believe they're here for social change more than anything, and they will destroy Main Street. They will destroy hardware stores, mom and pops, all over the place. And sadly, one of the reasons UPS, FedEx, all these delivery outfits, and even Amazon themselves are going 24/7 is because we're addicted to it. We're addicted to free shipping, and those boxes are on the doors of doorsteps everywhere. You talk a lot about big digital, but the digital economy and buying online from these big multinational companies is playing right into the Great Reset's hands. Is it not, Michael?
Yes, that's right, because it's accumulating all this capital in the hands of these monopolists and keeping it out of the hands of others. So, for example, instead of going to Amazon to buy electronics or even books, you know, shop locally for these things, support local businesses, I think that's very important. But also do entrepreneurship yourself, because you got to be uncancelable to survive. So you don't want to be, if possible, working for any institutions that are effectively woke. Speaking of wokeness and the talk you mentioned earlier, this is the ideology underneath of it all, too, is wokeness. So you want to avoid these woke companies, and you want to try to be uncancelable by wokeness, by your ESG score and all that. So you've got to stay out of, if possible, institutions that are going to be and already are woke and are going to be canceling more people on the basis of their ESG score. So that's a real major part of this, is to try to be uncancelable by being independent and entrepreneurial.
And get smart on this stuff. This idea that we're protecting the environment by shoving energy production elsewhere, we're breathing global air, as Harold Hamm said yesterday in our interview. You know, this is global air we breathe. So to sort of, you know, Kevin Cramer says this to our senator, we export our climate guilt, right? We say, okay, we're good here, but we'll push it somewhere else where it's not regulated. If we really care about the environment, we really ought to have every energy resource regulated here, because we care about the environment. We protect the environment. As farmers, that's our energy industry, ranchers, and we're seeing it. We're seeing a administration that is writing the playbook for the Great Reset right now with their energy policy, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned that outsourcing our gas and oil consumption is really, because another way to think of the ESG is exporting Soviet gas, ESG, and China. China is involved, too. So we're exporting, and China is skirting all these ESG scores. So it's hurting American companies and benefiting differentially Soviet and Chinese companies. So the ESG is a strangulation method to destroy as much as possible American business, because we have an entrepreneurial individualist caste, and they don't like that at all. This is what they want to get rid of. They don't like this individualism. Individualism is the enemy, because it asserts the rights of the person to produce and to consume and to have self-determination. All these things are very verboten. They hate what they call neoliberalism, which they equate with the free market.
If you would do me a favor, do you have just a few more minutes to stick with us and a couple more questions?
Sure.
Some listeners are asking some questions I want to talk about. One of them is on carbon capture and whether that falls into this folly. I also want to talk a little bit about Big Pharma, because, you know, you talk about Big Digital, Big Pharma, certainly the corrupt corporate media as well. These unelected health bureaucracies are all part of this, so this is good information. And I'll spell Dr. Rex Moll's name when we come back.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is pressing on with its invasion of Ukraine, despite mounting global pressure that saw a war crimes probe opened up against it, and a sanctions free-for-all to its economy. Hundreds of civilians, including scores of children, have been killed during the invasion. According to Ukraine's government, more than 500,000 people have fled the country. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, on Fox News, says this self-imposed war is costing Russia a lot.
But what's facing Russia's economy over the next 10 days is cataclysmic. And then you add to that the humiliation on the battlefield that they have faced so far, even though they're keeping much of that from the Russian public, and you see a guy who's facing some circumstances that he needs to reverse pretty quickly. He needs to reestablish some level of power balance with the West before he can even think about, you know, what else to do.
Major League Baseball and players failed to reach a deal after 16 and a half hours of negotiations. Baseball may cancel itself this year. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
What's on your mind? We are finishing our conversation with Dr. Michael Reckenwald. A listener said, can you do me a favor when you have a big name guest like this on that is so good? I want to know more about him. I want to follow him. I want to do that. Could you spell the name? we'll do that. Michael, I imagine that's not the first time somebody's asked you to spell your name, right?
Right. It's fairly phonetic, though. R-E-C-T-E-N-W-A-L-D. And my website is michaelrechtenwald.com, so it's very easy to find. I'm also on Twitter at the anti-PC prof.
The anti-PC prof. I'm going to follow right now. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Good stuff. And you talk about in your conversation at Hillsdale a lot about how this effort has been exposed. What book would you recommend? Would it be the original 2010 book on the Great Reset? Or what resources to follow more about this, would you say?
Yeah, I would say pick up COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab and The Fourth Industrial Revolution if you want to see exactly what they have in mind.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty.
Good idea. I'm going to talk in a moment about a gathering on Saturday on hyperbaric oxygen treatment that is going to be focusing some nationally renowned folks. And Big Pharma is part of this. I mean, many are part of this this effort and what they want. And I think hyperbaric oxygen is a prime example. You know, it is approved by insurance companies for about a dozen, maybe a few more than that. I forget the exact amount of different ailments. But ironically, only the ailments that there isn't some sort of pill for. You know, and Big Pharma fights all the rest. A prime example. Now, this is oxygen. This is oxygen treatment. It's putting oxygen into your cells, for crying out loud. They've been using it in the military for decades, and yet Big Pharma fights it and wins. I mean, this is all through our life, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. So what happens is the state grants Big Pharma these exemptions from liability for the vaccine and also monopolies on the entire medical industry, and likewise forbids certain treatments entirely. The FDA is, of course, funded effectively by the pharmaceutical company, so the fix is in such that they are able to basically ban all kinds of medications, and doctors are forbidden to prescribe them. Not just medications, but even other approaches that are certainly not pharmaceutical in nature are effectively either dismissed or actually made illegal. So this is part and parcel of the way that the FDA, the state, is basically in cahoots with the pharmaceutical industry, and in exchange, the state gains power. So it's kind of like an exchange. They give them limited monopoly powers, and in exchange, the state gains powers of coercion over the population.
Last question comes from a listener. Carbon capture equals the Great Reset. Our elected leaders have gotten duped on this for voting for the infrastructure bill. Food production relies on carbon. Your guest said the Great Reset wants to limit our consumption. Storing carbon underground sounds like limited food production in the future. Just a quick refresher, North Dakota has the perfect geology to store carbon. And there are efforts underway to take carbon from ethanol plants, as an example, and bring them here to store them. Enhanced oil recovery can utilize the carbon. Obviously, you don't take all the carbon, but you take what the woke ESG folks thinks is the inappropriate carbon, and you store it. Is that solving a problem that makes it less likely for ESG to succeed, or is that succumbing to the mob, Michael?
That's succumbing to it. That's part of it. This notion that carbon dioxide is some sort of a poison gas is utterly, it's fallacious entirely. In fact, the more carbon dioxide that is exhaled into the atmosphere, the greater the plant vegetative growth in the community. So farming actually, production actually increases. And we've seen that over the last 30 years where agricultural output has increased thanks to the carbon emissions, and the effect on the climate is so negligible as to be imperceptible in effect. So it's a complete scam, and it'll hurt us, actually. It'll hurt our agricultural industry, and it, of course, it's an enormous waste of capital investment and a diversion away from worthwhile pursuits. And a destruction of businesses, it's going to ruin more and more businesses. It's part and parcel of the whole project.
Well, I'm going to talk more about the energy policies of the current administration in just a moment. But Dr. Reckonwald, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today. Appreciate that there's a little hope in this, that this is un-American, and that individual liberty and free will stop this. And most especially the advice to buy local, to be entrepreneurial, and that being your best defense against the cancel culture. Great stuff today. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the time. I hope to talk again.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here. Talk to
you. I look forward to getting in Primus. Every time that in Primus shows up, I'm like, yes! I can't wait to consume whatever it is Hillsdale's kicking out. And, of course, Hillsdale will soon have an affiliate in North Dakota, its first ever, with the Capstone Classical Academy, which is sponsoring a series of town halls we're doing on AM 1100 The Flag and WDAY, hosted by my partner and friend Steve Hallstrom, which have been absolutely incredible. First one was last night, more to come. All right, before I go to our next guest, I have some additional information on that barn benefit we talked about earlier for Barry and Michelle Schultz. The Schultz Barn Benefit has a Facebook page under The Schultz Barn Benefit on Facebook. I also have a flyer with all the details on the silent auction and the social at 4, the supper at 5, the live auction at 6:30, and the music by Mountain Country Band. This is all on Saturday the 5th. On my Facebook page, you can find out more information about that. All right, our next guest has been there, done that for the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, and the Trump administration, and now no doubt is along with many of us weeping openly about what has happened in such a short period of time in the Biden administration to our economy, and also in undoing some common sense reforms that happened under Donald Trump. The chief of staff of the EPA under President Trump, Mandy Gunasekara, is with us today. How did I do on your last name, Mandy, by the way?
You did great. It's Gunasekara, but you did really great.
All right. I went A instead of A. I meant A instead of A, but now I've got it. Mandy, thanks for joining us. Who is your boss at the EPA?
So I was there for two administrators. My initial boss was Administrator Scott Pruitt, and then my second one was Administrator Andrew Wheeler, and we closed out the administration in 2020 when I was serving as chief of staff.
Now, two good ones, both of whom I've had the pleasure of interviewing and enjoy very much, and I want to talk a little bit about what we're seeing play out. I think the American consumer is now seeing this, but obviously having the knowledge you do from being at the EPA, You could have warned us about this, but we're seeing it firsthand right now. Just describe what you're seeing being undone brick by brick.
Well, from day one in the Biden administration, he immediately attacked U.S. domestic energy. And we went from being energy independent and energy secure to now energy dependent and energy insecure, so much to the point where Biden has literally been begging OPEC to pump more oil into the market because of the harm that American consumers are feeling. The issue, though, is that this administration, from day one, they canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, which was an important infrastructure project for purposes of moving liquid fuel around the country. He banned leasing oil and gas for oil and gas development on federal land. And again, it was an outright attack on American oil and gas workers. And unfortunately, the American consumer is now feeling the consequences of that, where we today are at a 7-year high for gas prices. So Americans are feeling the pain. And all of this has to do with decisions Biden made early on in his administration. And he's saying he's doing this for purposes of, quote unquote, saving the environment. But I, having served at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, know for a fact you do not have to pit a growing and expanding energy industry and a growing and expanding economy against a better and safer and healthier environment. I know this because in the Trump administration, we had both without sacrificing one for the other.
Do you expect Joe Biden, recognizing that his standing with the American public and the pocketbook issues that are hitting hard, is going to have some sort of a recognition of that tonight? Or do you expect him to double down on this, stupid is as stupid does energy policy?
I think the problem with Biden is that he lives in a bubble and has surrounded himself with people that give him really bad advice. And the reason these people give really bad advice is because they themselves are detached from the consequences caused by their own decision making. The people that Biden looks to for advice on what to do with regard to oppressive regulatory actions or what to do about alleviating the high cost of gas, that's an elite political class that moves around Washington, D.C., and it's people like Jen Psaki. When pressed on some of the hard issues that the American people are having to deal with because of policies coming from President Biden himself, her answer was, you know, just, I know it's tough, but go to a kickboxing class and have a margarita. That's literally their advice to the American people for having to deal with inflation and high energy prices that are making day-to-day life increasingly difficult. So, no, I don't believe that he will be aware nor accept the fact that the consequences the American people are dealing with are a direct result of actions he himself has taken.
All right. I tend to agree with you that the bad advice is there, but I also think they have to recognize what this is doing to their political standing. I mean, there's not one poll that suggests this is working. So even for just preservation, they're going to have to at least be seen to be doing something, aren't they?
Well, I do think, and you make a good point there, I think they're going to be looking for a scapegoat as to why the plight of the American consumer, taxpayer, citizen is so bad. And the scapegoat that they're probably going to point to is the recent war with Russia invading Ukraine. They're going to blame that action they're going to blame high energy costs on that action. But the reality is that the high cost of energy existed well before the latest action with Russia and Ukraine. So Biden, to the extent they do acknowledge it, it will just be in the form of a scapegoat and blaming it on actions that he's going to try to convey are outside of his control, which is totally dishonest.
Here's the bottom line, folks. We need to get mad about this and do something about it. We'll talk with Mandy about what can be done. When we come back in our final segment, leading up to the President's State of the Union speech tonight.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tuesday, buddy.
It is Fat Tuesday. My wife has already suggested a Fat Tuesday kind of meal tonight. We're going to have our own little Mardi Gras.
I was telling Alex earlier today, in Cozumel they have Carnival, which is a lot like Rio, and it's Mardi Gras, though. The parade tonight in Cozumel lasts about 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy, man. You've never seen anything like it. And they go up and down the whole length, almost the whole length of the west side of the island. Literally 6 hours. It's unbelievable, the party that goes on. And then tomorrow, nothing. Crickets.
Not going to do Fat Tuesday to gorge myself on any food, but I've decided that swearing is going to go.
Profanity. Yeah?
I'm going to watch my tongue. I'm going to really tame my tongue. Not just in, you know, yep, I'm not a.
You're not a big
horrible swearer. But I'm undisciplined at times.
You drop a bomb now and then.
Yeah, which is just I don't like that about myself. So I'm going to just try and tame the tongue a little bit, and I don't know. I'll give up some poison for.
Was it Eleanor Roosevelt that said the profanity is the product of a weak mind?
Right. Yeah. Okay. And just in general, you know, your tongue, whether it's gossip or embellishment or whatever, can get you in a little trouble. So yeah. And, of course, for us folks that have the gift of the microphone, you've got to be a little careful.
You're never hurt by what you don't say, a mentor told me once.
There you go. Exactly right. All right. Let's see here. 10 before the top of the hour, and we have Fred and Wing wants to get in here with Mandy, our guest from the Mandy's the former chief of staff of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, so she knows this really well. And I'm afraid to say your last name again, Mandy, because I messed it up so bad last time. Gunasekera?
Gunasekera. You really did it.
Gunasekera.
What nationality is that?
It's Sri Lankan. That's my husband's nationality. I'm actually a McGreevy, originally. A Mick. So Gunasekera.
I love it.
Gunasekera. Got it.
Yeah, I love it. All right. So all of us, I think, grumble about the price of gas. And this is the best way to put this in focus for people, that policies have consequences. And when you remove domestic oil production, you empower these foreign bad actors, and our price goes up. It's a bad idea. But how do we go from being irritated and grumbling about it to being mad and then doing something about it? Give us some tangible advice that we can do to expose this, take this on, and most importantly, affect some change here, Mandy. Such a profound question that we lost Mandy.
Oh.
I don't know what happened there. Yeah. So hopefully she calls right back. In the meantime,
did you say Fred from Wing is
here? He is. Fred from Wing is here.
Fred, I got to thank you for the dozen eggs, buddy. Sorry I missed you when you stopped by.
Oh, I want to see you. I want to meet you someday, sir. I will stop again.
Todd, absolutely. Look forward
Todd
to it.
Todd and I got our eggs, and then he delivered yours to Fargo. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and great eggs, too. Had a couple this weekend.
And sometime when we have more time, you've got to hear the story of how he came to be in the egg business, in the chicken business. It's a good story.
But it's an entrepreneurial pleasure to be with do something with your grandchildren.
Amen to that.
But there you go.
We'll tell you about it someday. Anyway, this Mandy on here, this is really great that you had her on. This really works good. Now in the Bible, it talks about a war, the war of Gog and Magog. And it's in Ezekiel 38. Now, I often wondered, it says that God will put a hook in the jaw of Gog and Magog. That includes Turkey and Russia and Iran and Iraq and a bunch of people, and they're going to come and try to take over Israel. But why would they want to do that? Now, we found out that the Biden administration, through the energy advisor to the U.S. State Department, Amos Hochstein, said, why would we support fossil fuel pipeline when our policy goes toward renewables alone? Now, this guy was talking about a pipeline that was currently being built from the Leviathan oil gas field in Israel by Chevron Oil. Chevron Oil wanted to build a pipeline to Cyprus. In Cyprus, they've already got pipelines established across Greece, across Turkey, into Europe. And they wanted to build this pipeline in there. And our State Department was going along with it until this guy from the Biden State Department advisor said, no, we shouldn't do that. That goes against our global warming policies. Now, if this pipeline gets built and this war goes on and he can't ship his gas that way, I can see the hook in the jaw that it talks about in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that could bring about the Ezekiel war in northern Israel. So you said something, Scott, a little while ago. Policies have consequences. Now we're talking biblical consequences, and prophecies are going to be fulfilled. I don't know what Biden's doing. I can't understand it.
Well, unless you think a little bit about what the ultimate goal is, then you can understand it. And, you know, I think this is what we miss. We suggest it's a, you know, it's a wrong-headed policy here or there or whatever, rather than, is this intentional? Is this a utopian for leftists? Do they seek this? And I think that's what we all got to ask ourselves a question on. Sorry we lost Mandy, because I wanted to give you some tools. Tell you what we'll do. How about we watch the speech tonight, throw up in our mouth a little bit, I'm sure, and then get Mandy back tomorrow to answer the question, okay, did we hear anything in there in the way of a recognition of the mess in which we face? Watch it tonight. We'll be live at Tharaldson Ethanol for a big announcement tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.